nice barroom. Think the world of me. Every night among the neon lights, they just won't let me be. There's music on the jukebox and TV's on the wall, but they just won't be satisfied until they see me fall. When we first came to this barroom as a husband and a wife, when drinking just meant good times and not my way of life. We used to dance all night to those good old songs that have to push us out the door. I don't do much dancing now, I'm still the first one on the floor. I can hear them laughing at this lonesome hearted clown. They all want to see which drink is gonna make the fool fall down. I try to keep my dignity while I lean against the wall, but it's hard to keep on standing when you don't have far to fall. Still recall the day that I walked out the door. I thought I'd trade my wife for the playboy life. I didn't need you anymore. I just let the good times roll every night and every day. They roll right up and they roll back down till they just roll right away. I can hear them laughing at this lonesome hearted clown. They all want to see which trick is gonna make the fool fall down. I try to keep my dignity while I lean against the wall, but it's hard to keep on standing when you don't have far to fall. Yes, it's hard to keep on standing when you don't have far to fall.
Doesn't matter why. tortoise. Smoke burns our eyes. Was it lightning or an Aquaman? It doesn't matter why. 'Cause it's fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our lives. Toward us, smoke burns our eyes. Was it lightning or an Aquaman? It doesn't matter why. 'Cause there's fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our life. Fire on the mountain. We gotta run for our life.
For miles around. By day they worked to tame the land. sometimes damp. Dad was back in the trenches, in the life he thought he left. Now many years have passed since then. My father's dead and gone. A stubborn fuse blew him away at the age of 31. And what is a young man to do but take care of his own? Till they bury mother, this will be my broken home.
That's the wonderful voice there of Tammy Fassett from the brand new album by her new group Shearwater, and it's called Shearwater. And that album also features Dave Clark on guitar and vocals and James Whittle on mandolin, and special guest Adrian Dolan on the fiddle there, wonderful fiddle playing. He also produced the album, and it's just fresh out. I saw Shearwater play at the Vancouver Island Music Fest in Courtney a few weeks ago, and they were really great. Tammy's wonderful vocals and great upright bass playing. And that track is called Broken Ground, and it's actually based on a Jack Hodgson's novel of the same name, depicting the lives of Portuguese Creek settlers on Vancouver Island after the First World War. I love those songs, the ones that tell a great story, and it's a nice bit of BC history there as well. So that was Shearwater, Tammy Fassett's brand new group, and some of you probably know her, I'm sure, from the bluegrass world. She's been around for a little while, and she's played a lot with another great musician from town, John Reichman, who I also featured in that set, and from John Reichman and the Jaybirds' latest album, Stellar Jays, a wonderful song written by their fantastic bass player, Trisha Gagnon, Fire on the Mountain, and that was featuring herself on vocals. And John Reichman and the Jaybirds will be playing actually very soon here in Vancouver at the Rogue Folk Club on Saturday the 16th of August, 8 o'clock at the St. James Hall. If you want to check out tickets there, go to the Rogue Folk Club's website, roguefolk.bc.ca, and you can buy tickets online, or you can call their hotline 736-3022 to reserve tickets that you can pay for at the door. John Reichman and the Jaybirds have been gigging a little bit this weekend. I saw them the weekend before this last one at the Mission Folk Music Festival, and it was a wonderful event for sure. Starting off that set, another fabulous album. I just had to do a little bit of a local spin there, bluegrass stuff happening in BC and the rest of Canada. The Foggy Hogtown Boys, who are actually from back east, their brand new album, The Golden West, which they classify as bluegrass, country and old time, it's really their strongest album to date, I'd say, and featured a track there written by the wonderful banjo player Chris Cool. It's Hard to Keep on Standing When You Don't Have Far to Fall. It's a great name for a song. I think he's had a lot of influence there from old time tune names, because they're always really long. They have an interesting lineup. Max Heinemann is their bass player now, and a wonderful singer and bass player. And love all the songs that he sings on that album. So The Golden West, which is the Foggy Hogtown Boys' brand new album. If we've got time, I'll play another track from that. I just love that album. So you were listening to Pacific Picking. Indeed, I am not Arthur Berman or Andrea, but those guys will be back next week. I'm just filling in for them this week here on CITR, and I've got some bluegrass and old-time music to play for you this morning, so stick with us. It's about 6:45 now. Another homegrown talent in the bluegrass world, a great group from Nova Scotia called the Spinney Brothers, very straight-up bluegrass, and they do it really well. And their latest album is called Going Home, and it's recorded and produced by Ron Stewart, who also plays on the album. And I'm going to play a track called Next Train Smoking.
So I ain't got much to lose. Just a life of heartache, a world of sorrow. Never been so doggone blue.
I'm leaving. track. Comes a time when a man takes back his freedom, I'm leaving, never coming back. Greener on the other side, that is one I've heard folks say. But the grass that's blue is where I'm going. I'm bound on a southbound freight.
I'm leaving town on the next train of smoke, going down that one-way track. Comes a time when a man takes back his freedom, I'm leaving, ever coming back.
Calling me, singing lonesome harmony. So I'll hop that freight like some old hobo. I long to be set free.
I'm leaving town on the next train of smoke, going down that one-way track. Comes a time when a man takes back his freedom, I'm leaving, ever coming back. Riches may claim a
one year, when bacon was scarce and us having none, we mounted our horses and shouldered our guns. Straight away to the wild woods we must steer, to kill off the wild hogs and drive in the deer. When we got there, we rambled a while. We looked at each other, beginning to smile, saying, ain't these the same hogs we fit here before? The old blue sow and the blacklisted boar. The old blue sow lay still in her bed, hearing every word that John Likens he said. She rose from her bed and sprang up for to run. As soon as she did, it was Porter's old gun. Now she moaned and she groaned and lay sick in her bed, saying, now you will suffer for what you have said. Your streets, they will rattle, the waters will roar, the cowhide will crack till your back it is sore.
CITR Podcast Update Number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Pacific Picking. I'm Linda Bull, filling in for the Burmans this morning here in the studio. It's 5 to 7, and I'm hopefully keeping you excited and enjoying the music this morning as you're getting up ready to go to work. It was an early morning for me, that's for sure. I'm not used to getting up this early. I normally start my show at 8 o'clock. So anyway, it's great to be here and playing some great music. We started off that set with the Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia on their album Going Home, a track called Next Train Smoking. Those guys really play great bluegrass. It's a new discovery to me. I listen a lot more, I guess, these days to old time than strictly bluegrass, but there's a lot of good stuff out there, including Daly and Vincent from their new album, Daly and Vincent, By the Mark. Really beautiful vocal harmonies on that track. Those guys are really great. Also in there, I squeezed in a couple of tracks from my collection, Ginny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz, from an album of theirs from many years ago called Draw Closer, and it was a lovely song called Those Brown Eyes. And Ginny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz are just two of my favorite people, wonderful musicians and singers, and just all around very open and generous. Really, you know, they should be better known, I guess, out of the little scene that they are known in. But they're a wonderful couple. Ginny has quite a few great albums also with other singers, including Hazel Dickens and Carol Elizabeth Jones. And yeah, she's got some wonderful songs. There's a great album with Hazel Dickens and Carol Elizabeth that you guys should check out. And Tracy Schwartz, of course, wonderful musician who is from the New Lost City Ramblers and also is a great Cajun accordion player and fiddle player. So these people with multiple talents, it's great to see. And that last little track there, a bit of a strange one, an old ballad from West Virginia by a New Zealand woman called Helena Triplett, who spent a lot of time in West Virginia, and she put out an album of traditional ballads and called Green Are the Woods, and that was a song called Bob Parter, and Helena Triplett's voice really stunningly sparse, but that's a great old-timey tune there. So it's almost 7 o'clock here. I've got another hour of bluegrass and old-time music for you guys, and I'm going to feature a little bit. We're going to go into a bit of a Stanley Brothers one here. I found this great CD the other day at the thrift store, Old Country Church, one that I didn't have of the Stanley Brothers. This is amazing cover of Carter and Ralph on the front, looking very religious, I'd say. And anyway, in their suits. And I'm going to play a track, a classic track, a gospel song. This one was recorded in 1961. This is really 10 songs that just really show off Carter and Ralph's amazing emotions and powerful voices. And I'm going to play for you Working on a Building.
It's a holy matter which one in this life you lead. When you think you've reached the top of the world, just look around and you'll see. There's one more hill, just one more hill. There's always one hill left to climb. When you think you've reached the top of the world, the hill of judgment is still left. Each day as we live with the deeds we do here below. On tomorrow's stand, when you're called up above, you may reach that mountain and reach heaven's goal. There's one more hill, just one more hill. Top of the world, the hill of judgment is still left to climb. Well, rich man, poor man, in this life you lead. When you think you reach the top of the world, just look around and you'll see. There's one more hill, just one more hill. There's always one hill left to climb. When you think you reach the top of the world, a hill judgment is still left to climb. Yes, the hill of judgment is still left to climb.
That was the Rockinghams there, which were a great band from back east, featuring John Herman, Ray Stefanini, Meredith McIntosh, and Beverly Smith. And those of you in Vancouver who've ever heard of Ray Stefanini will recognize that great fiddling of his. And that's an album of theirs called Shout Lulu, and that was the wonderful tune, The Brushy Fork of John's Creek, which is just a very cool old-timey tune. Before that, Foghorn Duo, brand new album, their first album as a duo, Caleb Clowder and Stephen Sammy Lind, and it's called Lonesome Song, which is named after a Carter Family song, which is featured on the album. I played One More Hill, which is a great tune that they learnt from the playing of the Pine Ridge Boys and Patsy. And it's old-time country, fiddle, guitar, banjo, mandolin, and beautiful harmony vocals. Really, I highly recommend checking this out. The Foghorn Duo have a MySpace page, myspace.com/FoghornDuo, or of course you can catch them through either Caleb Clowder's website or Foghorn String Band. And the wonderful packaging, yet again, done by this Portland-based printers called Stumptown Printers, and the design, graphic design, was done by Brian Bagdonis, who is the bass player for the Foghorn String Band. A nice little tight-knit circle those guys are. So that One More Hill featured the fantastic vocals of Caleb. But other tracks on the album also feature Sammy in lead vocals too. Really beautiful old stuff. They do a bunch of things. Norman Blake, Bill Monroe, Carter Family, Melvin Wine tunes, you just name it, and they've got it. They really know how to do it. And they're also, they've been touring quite a bit with Dirk Powell as the Dirk Powell Band. I saw them a few weeks ago at the Vancouver Island Music Fest. And they are also just crazy touring around everywhere. They're right now, I think, they're in South Dakota, going to Minnesota, playing at fiddle camps and festivals. And then they're off to Scandinavia. Caleb and his band will be playing in Scandinavia. And then the Berkeley Old Time Convention later on in September. For those old time fans who want to check out some old time music down in California, Berkeley Old Time Music Convention happening, I think, the 12th and 13th of September. And there's a website for that. There's always lots of great music there. There's also other good stuff happening if you're into old-timey string band music. The Subdued String Band Jamboree in Bellingham, August 8th and 9th, which is this weekend. And it's at the Deming Log Show Fairgrounds. And the lineup features a wonderful duo who I saw perform at the Mission Folk Fest, the Gallus Brothers, who are this great country blues, old-time duo who play percussion and resonated guitar and do crazy tricks and sing wonderfully. So they're definitely worth catching. There's also all sorts of dancers, lots of great bands, as well as the Tall Boys from Seattle. C.R. Avery, actually, one of our own from Vancouver, and his group, the Boom Chasers, a whole bunch of stuff. So that's Subdued String Band Jamboree this weekend down just outside of Bellingham. I wonder what else is going on. Oh, I also played in that set after the Stanley Brothers working on a building. I played another Seattle string band called Atlas String Band, a really great bunch of guys. Their first album is called Strong Shoulder, and I played a track, I'm Going Back to Old Kentucky. And these guys are Tom Collicutt on guitar and harmony vocals, David Parker on mandolin, Morgan John, banjo and lead vocals, Paul Tolo on fiddle, and Carmen Ficarra on bass. Had the pleasure to jam with them at Fiddle Tunes, and they're just really great musicians. Love to just stay up late, drink a bit of whiskey, and play tunes well into the night. And their album called Strong Shoulder, self-produced one, recorded by Tom in Seattle. So if you want to check that out, I'm sure you can catch them on MySpace as well. That was the Atlas String Band. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. It's 7:15. This is Pacific Picking. I am Linda Bull, filling in for Arthur and Andrea Berman while they're away this week, but they will be back next week. So stay tuned for some more bluegrass and old time. Have a little trio of Del McCoury-related tunes I'd like to play now. There's this album that Steve Earle did with the Del McCoury Band a while back called The Mountain, and I'm going to play a tune from that. And then a brand new compilation CD that McCoury Music has released, and it features Del McCoury and his band, amongst others, and the other people on the album. people like Merle Haggard, Mac Wiseman, Patti Loveless, Emmylou Harris, Dan Tominski, Tim O'Brien, Gillian Welsh, all sorts of stuff. It's called Moneyland, and you'll soon get a feel for what the album's about, that's for sure. It's about the state of the US and the importance, let's say, or the uber importance of money in the States. So I'm going to play a few tracks from that album, one with the Del McCoury Band and one featuring Mac Wiseman, Del McCoury, Tim O'Brien, and Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings. So that's going to be the Del McCoury set. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hup, we're rolling. One, two, you know what to do.
TV screen. It's a money disease. It's a thing called greed. And it feeds on those who need the money most in Moneyland. Oh, it ain't so funny if you ain't got the money in Moneyland. Now, corporate crime, you just do a little time, pay a little fine, and then you're in. falls on deaf ears. Money is the thing we all sweat for. It's what some dreams are made of. But then there's those who want it all, and enough is never enough. It's a money disease. It's a thing called greed. And it feeds all those who need the money most in Moneyland. Oh, it ain't so funny if you ain't got the money in Moneyland. And get a big house, fast car, honey, you've got class. What'll it get me? How much? What's mine? Are the only questions anybody seems to ask. Now who got beat, got fought, got bled, and who got burned today? Who got fixed, got fooled, got framed, and who got in the way? It's a money disease. It's a thing called greed. And it feeds on those who need the money most in Moneyland. Oh, it ain't so funny if you ain't got the money in Moneyland. Money, 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 money. More, 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 more. Money, 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 money. Oh, it ain't so funny if you ain't got the money in Moneyland. Oh, it ain't so funny if you ain't got the money in
And that's from an album called Moneyland, which is just released by Del McCurry's family-owned McCurry Music. And it's a really it's a multi-artist collection of songs that take a real tough look at the economic injustices throughout the U.S. And it's a really nice, thoughtful selection of music. And if you want to check out more, you can go to a website called livinginmoneyland.com, where Del McCurry's written a short little sort of intro about what it's all about. And it features songs by a whole bunch of people, including the Del McCurry Band, but also others. Like Emmylou Harris, Bruce Hornsby, Merle Haggard. And this track I'm going to play next is featuring Tim O'Brien, Gillian Welsh, David Rawlings, and Mac Wiseman. And it's a retake of an old blues called the Breadline Blues from 1932, which also features on the album by Bernard Slim Smith. But this is a redone version called the Breadline Blues 2008.
News has struck me funny. It says you have no friends if you haven't got money. And all of us good folks are in distress, but I'm gonna get something off my chest. 1932 won't be long. When you place your vote, please don't vote wrong. Vote away the blues, the Breadline Blues.
It's a rich man's job to make some rules in order to live my breadline blues. Now listen, you folks, it ain't no joke. We gotta do something or we're all gonna croak. I can't get a job, we've all been robbed. We got no money and the corn's all cob. Got nothing but the blues, the breadline blues.
with the long-eared news standing over the box, to the big mouth elephant you drink like an ox. And had 8 years proved nothing but a curse, instead of making it better, getting worse and worse. Oh, the long-eared mule said, I ain't no fool. Said to the long-eared mule, well, shut your mouth, you never been to school. Well, the mule said, elephant, it ain't no joke, we better do something or we're all gonna croak. We're struggling to keep our head above water, but we're drowning in debt from the government order. It's the same old blues, those breadline blues. Me funny, says you have no friends if you haven't got money.
Now all of us good folks in distress, but I'm gonna get something off of my chest.
2008 won't be long. When you place your vote, please don't vote wrong.
Vote away those blues, the breadline blues.
Thank you.
Thank you, child.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, CITR 101.9 FM, you are listening to Pacific Picking, and we just heard there from Bononia Grass, a wonderful bluegrass group from Bologna, from an album that's just been released called 10 Years of European World of Bluegrass, and it's American and European bluegrass bands. It's a double CD, 48 bands. It's pretty amazing, spanning 1998 to 2007. And Bononia Grass actually features the brother of Ray Stefanini, one of the brothers. He has many, Giovanni, and they're a great straight up bluegrass band from Bologna. In fact, I remember Rafe telling me that he and his brothers used to have a band called the Moonshine Brothers way back when, before I think he moved to the States. So who would have thought that there'd be bluegrass music in Italy? But there is. Actually, a lot of the music from this album comes from Eastern Europe, where bluegrass is very strong. But there are a few tracks from Italian groups, including another group called Red Wine. Check it out. It is on Strictly Country Records, and it was just released this year. Before that, Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, a new album honoring the fathers of bluegrass. And that was a great tune there, It's Mighty Dark to Travel, which it's just, yeah, featuring basically lots of really great songs from 1946 and 1947. And that's on the Skaggs Family Records, if you want to check that out. And, of course, before that, we heard the Del Mercury Trio. It was Del Mercury from his album, The Mercury Band, and a lot of other people from an album called Moneyland, which is sort of like a bit of a political statement, I guess, about the situation, economic situation in the US, specifically for those hard hit in rural areas, and something that's really close to Del's heart for sure. And I topped that off at the beginning with Steve Earle and the Del Mercury Band from a group, from an album a while back, The Mountain, called Harlan Man, which is also talking about Harlan County and, you know, being in the coal mining industry. So all sorts of tough stuff. And it is 25 to 8. Don't have that much longer before the Pacific Pickin' show is over. It's been a pleasure. It is a pleasure to be presenting this music for you today. I have some other local talent I want to showcase. And there's a band from... oh, goodness. I'm pretty sure Alberta. I just had a blank there. Widowmakers. Their album called The Awful Truth. And... I'm going to play a track written by Julie Kerr, who sings lead and harmony vocals on the album, and it's called One More Cup of Coffee. And this is from late last year, Widowmakers, Awful Truth. Great album, some really solid solid playing and great songs on this one, produced by Craig Korth. So this is the Widowmakers.
Plans about my day. I've been rolling over in my mind the things I'm gonna do. One more cup of coffee, I swear I'm through. Then I'll be climbing the mountains high, and I'll be sailing the whole world wide, and I'll be rolling all the way back to you. Oh, one more cup of coffee, and I'll be on my way. Some liquid motivation to help me with my day. I'll be speeding down the highway of the things that I have planned. I think I see my inspiration right round the bend. Then I'll be climbing the mountains high, and I'll be sailing the whole world wide. sugar, double cream, Colombian to stay. To get me up and moving, I'll need another Joe. Another cup of liquid gold and I'll be out the door. Then I'll be climbing the mountains high. And I'll be sailing the whole world wide. And I'll be rolling all the way back to you.
Gone through, and people lined up all along that track. Lost in North Carolina, and it's almost been a year. See, felt that ain't the truth. Well, I'm numb through. The devil came away from my whiskey still. Down in West Virginia, well, I ain't got nothing to call my body home.
My body home, my body home, my body home.
Put your money in the fire. Put your money in the fire, sweet Jesus.
17 women won't let you be. Once you're gone, you're never free.
Well, I'm out in East Kentucky, and it really is a drag, Mac. I'm telling you, the train's gone through. People lined up all along that track. Lost in North Carolina, and it's almost been a year. See, felt that ain't the truth. Well, I'm numb through. Devil keep me away from my whiskey still.
Down in West Virginia, well, I ain't got nothing to call my body home. My body home, my body home, my body home, my body home.
Lost in North Carolina, and it's almost
truth. Well, I'm numb through. Devil keep me away from my whiskey still.
Down in West Virginia, well, I ain't got nothing to call my body home. My body home, my body home, my body home.
That was the banjo playing of Michael Jerome Brown. Actually, now that I think about it, yeah, I guess it sounds like banjo. Called Rambling Hobo, from his album Michael Jerome Brown and the Twin River String Band. Actually, that just reminds me, maybe that's the track that he plays guitar on, but he tunes the guitar weirdly with high drone string, so it sounds like a banjo, and he sort of plays it like a banjo. I can't quite remember if that's it. Anyway, Michael Jerome Brown, a great musician from Montreal, a wonderful songwriter. He and his partner, B. Marcus, write wonderful songs, and that's one of my favorite albums of all time. Check it out. It's on Borealis Records. Before that, Hazel Dickens, It's Hard to Tell the Singer from the Song is the name of the album. Only a Hobo was that one. She also is one of the strongest songwriters out there in the bluegrass and country sort of roots genre. She's a bit of a legend. I mean, all of her albums are great. Hard to choose one. Before that, homegrown talent Erin Marshall, from her first album, Calico, and a cute little tune, Boats Up the River. I really like that one. It's got a nice little bouncy groove to it and also features her singing. And Chris Cool from the Foggy Hugtown Boys features very prominently on that album, as obviously it does on the second album, which is called Meet Me in the Music. And that one is Chris and Aaron's sort of duo CD, although Chris is very much on that first album, Calico, as well. Erin currently lives on the Sunshine Coast. It's great to have an old-time fiddler so close to home. And Viper Central was up before that. The Devil Sure Is Hard to Please is their debut album. It's a really stunning album, actually. Really strong mix of traditional and original songs. I featured Down in West Virginia, which was a song written by Steve Charles, who plays bass mostly in this band. He's also in a great trio called Redgrass, where he mostly plays guitar and banjo. Other songs on the album which are really strong, and I'll play if I've got time, is Mountain of Trouble, written by Kathleen Nisbet. It's a great little fiddle tune. And we started off there with Widowmaker from Alberta. The Awful Truth is their album, and a song written by their singer, Julie Kerr, One More Cup of Coffee. You're listening to Pacific Picking, and it's almost time for me to go, although I'll still be here because I'm up next with my Italian music show, Give 'em the Boot. But just over 5 minutes left here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I want to just, as I said, I'll try and squeeze in here a couple more tracks. One from the Foghorn Duo, Lonesome Song. It's a Carter Family song. It's a really sweet, sweet song, and it features the duet singing of Caleb and Sammy. And if we have time, I'll squeeze in Kathleen's song, Mountain of Trouble. So here we are with Foghorn String Band. Foghorn Duo, sorry.
Thank you. singing you.
I'm singing you
this lonesome song.
This lonesome song.
I'm singing you.
I'm singing you
this lonesome song.
This lonesome song.
I'm singing you.
I'm singing you
this lonesome song.
This lonesome song.
I'll be gone, long gone someday for long.
That's it for Pacific Picking. Thanks for staying with me today. I'm Linda Bull, and I was just filling in for Arthur and Andrea today on Pacific Picking. They'll be back next week, and I hope they're having a great time wherever they are. So it's 8 o'clock here at CITR 101.9 FM, but stick around because I'm here for another hour and a half with my Italian music show. Okay, so allora, ci sentiamo fra un po'.